You're listening to SBS News.
It was a mix-up that left WHO magazine and the City of Melbourne's external PR agency, OPR, red-faced after publishing a large photograph of Ugandan-Australian model Flavia Lazarus on a feature article about South Sudanese-Australian supermodel Aduta Ketch. But at the launch of Melbourne Fashion Week, Lord Mayor Sally Capp said the incident serves as a call for greater diversity.
I absolutely accept we could have done something sooner. But we're also very mindful of making sure that what we do aligns with Adut's wishes and the way that she wants to respond and manage this issue, because it's something very personal to Adut in terms of your response, but absolutely has become a community-wide issue.
Aduta Ketch is Melbourne Fashion Week's ambassador, but has now accepted a new role, calling for action on diversity, saying she initially contemplated staying silent after seeing the double page spread.
It's something that really, really upsetted me. A lot of these things happen and sometimes they don't get as personal to me. So I think I needed time to process, my feelings and gather my thoughts. And this one here, I try to see maybe could I just not say anything about it, but I have to say something about it because I want change.
Editor of Vogue Australia, Edwina McCann, commended the model on starting an important conversation about diversity. Ms. McCann says Vogue Australia has taken steps to be more inclusive after being challenged by guest editor, British actor Emma Watson, on its lack of diversity.
And as a result, we actually went to model agencies and said, we actively want diverse models. Can you please show us the models you have? And I remember sitting at my desk thinking, where have these girls been? Why didn't I see them? So I've had to challenge those, preconceptions myself. I've made mistakes myself.
Reflecting on the photo bungle, Antoinette Latouf from News and Current Affairs not-for-profit Media Diversity Australia identifies the mistake as a symptom of unconscious bias.
When you have editorial teams or newsrooms that are largely of the same background culturally, geographically, education-wise, and so limited connection to our very diverse population, then these mistakes are going to happen.
But the international supermodel, who has spent part of her life in a Kenyan refugee camp before moving to Australia, said she is overall very impressed by the support she has received.
We all know that there's a real problem here, and those people who are open-minded know that to just accept it and say okay, let's start doing the work that we need to do. So I'm very happy with the support that I'm getting, and I'm getting the right support, honestly, and those who don't support it, I really don't care.
Fellow Fashion Week model Zach Collins-Widders is one of those backing the 19-year-old. An Indigenous model from the LGBTIQ+ community, Collins-Widders told SBS Aduta Ketch is brave for speaking out.
It's really important to call these things out because Australia does have a problem with representation and racism especially, so it's really good to see that Aduta has come out and spoken out against it and called it out for what it is.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS World News.